Hello there, I'm Colin Patterson and welcome to Advertiser News, our online audio news service for Wednesday the 9th of January. Firefighters using hydraulic cutting equipment rescued a trapped lorry driver after his vehicle overturned on the A8 near Shawhead Flyover. The rescue effort took place at around 9:45 this morning and involved crews from Cote Bridge, Bells Hill, Hamilton and Easterhouse. The man was eventually freed from the lorry and taken to Monklands Hospital suffering from suspected injuries to his pelvis. The eastbound carriageway was closed as a result of the accident, with traffic diverted through Cote Bridge. A woman has been left scarred for life after she was victim of a vicious assault on New Year's Day. The 27-year-old needed 69 stitches following the incident at a house on Kipps Avenue in Airdrie. It was one of a number of incidents dealt with by emergency services in Monklands to herald the start of 2013. A 19-year-old man underwent 4 hours of surgery at the Southern General Hospital in Glasgow after he was allegedly struck on the head at his home on Lorraine Road in Caldercrooks. A 21-year-old male has been charged in connection with an attack on a 25-year-old man found bleeding heavily on Beechwood Drive in Cote Bridge, and a 21-year-old woman was charged in connection with an assault in Calder Street, Cote Bridge, which left a man with wounds to his body. A grave at Old Monklands Cemetery is being exhumed in a bid to solve the mystery of missing schoolgirl Moira Anderson. Professor Sue Black of Dundee University and her four-strong team began the work, which is expected to last for several days, on Tuesday. Permission to exhume 8 bodies from the plot was granted by Airdrie Sheriff Court last month. It's believed Moira, who was 11 at the time of her disappearance in February 1957, was hidden in the grave. North Lanarkshire Council are opposing plans which would lead to the closure of Cote Bridge's Justice of the Peace Court. The Scottish Court Service wants to shut the Main Street building and transfer cases to Airdrie Sheriff Court. The JP Courts in Motherwell and Cumbernauld are also at risk of closure. But the Council say justice should be served in the community and do not accept the reasons given for the closures. Should the courts be shut, the Council would lose more than £200,000 a year in rent and fees. Now, funding of £500,000 a year is being provided to improve the cycle route alongside the Airdrie to Bathgate rail link. The cash injection will improve bike access to stations and complete an unfinished section at Plains. Finally, amateur sporting facilities in Monklands look set to be improved. Sites in Airdrie and Cote Bridge are earmarked for upgrades after members of North Lanarkshire Council's Learning and Leisure Committee approved an action plan. That's all for this edition of Advertiser News. You can read more on these and other stories in this week's edition of The Advertiser, which is on sale now. Thanks for listening.